In Istanbul, campaigning is in full swing, with opposition leaders rallying their supporters. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is the main rival to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He leads the Secular Republican People's Party, or CHP, and also the National Alliance, a group of parties also known as the Table of Six. The 74-year-old economist has promised to give people more freedom, crack down on inflation, and encourage foreign investors to return to Turkey.
We are not going to leave the fate of the Turkish Republic in the hands of one person, and no one will accept the words of just one person.
It took members of the opposition bloc months to set aside their differences and agree on Kılıçdaroğlu as a candidate. In March, the CHP's major partner, the Nationalist Good Party, or İYİ, threatened to leave the coalition. Its leader, Meral Akşener, returned only after Kılıçdaroğlu selected the popular mayors of Istanbul and Ankara, Ekrem İmamoğlu and Mansur Yavaş, as his choices for vice president.
This is a critical moment for the opposition coalition and its candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. If they win, the parties say they will undo the legacy of President Erdogan and the AK Party. But if the opposition loses, their alliance may disintegrate and Kılıçdaroğlu's political career may come to an end.
Supporters of the National Alliance see the presidential and parliamentary elections on May the 14th as their chance to defeat President Erdogan and his party, who have been in power for 22 years.
If he wins, it will be very, very good. Everything will be nice and democracy will prevail.
Ahmet Davutoğlu and Ali Babacan were former allies of President Erdogan. They now lead small parties. But their support for Kılıçdaroğlu could be decisive as the race becomes tighter. Hashim Albara, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.
Hashim Albara is live for us in Ankara now. And as you mentioned in your story there, this is an incredibly close election. What is it like on the streets in the lead up to it?
Tom, this is quite a decisive moment. I've been in Istanbul a few days ago now. I'm in Ankara. I've been going to different areas, joining some candidates during their rallies, listening to the people and across the political spectrum here in Turkey. And they can tell you that they are excited and worried. Excited because they think this could be a decisive moment in the modern history of Turkey. Polls have been suggesting that this could be a tight race, and this is why people are worried at the same time, because they're looking forward to see what happens on the 14th of May. Now, as far as the opposition is concerned, they say that this could be their moment. They're united, they are bringing about faces from different walks of life. I was at one of their biggest rallies in Istanbul, and you can see the choreography was really important, particularly Ali Babacan and Mulud Davutoğlu, who were former allies of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, walking the stage along with their wives, with their veils. It was an attempt by the Table of Six, or the Alliance Coalition, to cut across the political spectrum in Turkey, build bridges with the conservatives and tell them, you know what, we would like to win your hearts and minds, when we would like to be as united, as stronger than before, to be able to defeat Recep Tayyip Erdogan. But the supporters of the AK Party and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan say that this is someone who has dominated political life for the last two decades in Turkey, and that he has managed time and again to navigate through the massive challenges and win elections. He has won 10 major elections in the past, and they say that he's definitely going to win this election. But I have to say that the biggest chance for the opposition this time is to manage to go to the second round. If they do it, that would be a major development for them, because their biggest concern is the two other main candidates in the presidential elections, Muharrem İnce and also Sinan Oğan, are potentially candidates that could split votes and deny the opposition significant votes they really need, particularly knowing that this could be a tight race. But they say that they can manage to go to the second round, their chances for winning these elections are huge. Same thing applies for the camp of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the AK Party. they are determined to win the elections on the first round. They will be very concerned if they go to the second round, because when you go to the second round, you will have new political realignments, and most of the supporters of all the other candidates will definitely have to join the opposition and vote for them.
OK, thank you so much for that update. That is Hashim Alabara for us in Ankara.